This is an Aero News Touch and Go for October 9th, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. The Federal Aviation Administration says that in just 3 hours between 9 a.m. and noon local time Sunday morning, 12 planes on their way to the EAA fly-in in Hagerstown, Maryland, violated the temporary flight restriction over the Camp David Presidential Retreat and the National Fallen Firefighters Memorial in Emmitsburg. 4 of those 12 were intercepted by F-16s. FAA's Laura Brown reminds us, quote, "Pilots are supposed to check the notices to airmen that we put out that are in effect for the area," unquote. She added that the pilots involved Sunday could face suspension of their certificates. Search crews are combing the Cascade Mountains in central Washington for signs of a missing Cessna 208B caravan and the pilot and 9 skydivers thought to have been on board. Seattle's KIRO-TV reports the aircraft went missing about 8 p.m. Pacific time Sunday. A hunter told police he saw a plane flying low and heard the sounds of a crash in the White Pass area west of Yakima at the same time the plane disappeared from radar. Washington DOT says the search area has been narrowed to southwest of Rimrock Lake based on radar tracking and the witness report. The agency is coordinating the air search while Yakima County search and rescue officials are handling the ground search. New Mexico State Police have identified the victim in Monday's hot air balloon accident in Albuquerque as 60-year-old Rosemary Woolley Phillips of California. She reportedly fell about 60 feet from the tipped gondola of a hot air balloon participating in the city's International Balloon Fiesta, according to KOB Television. 3 other California women in the gondola at the time were reported to be in satisfactory condition at the University of New Mexico Hospital. The condition of pilot Tom Reyes was not known. The balloon got stuck on a fiber optic line near an Albuquerque intersection Monday morning. Reports indicated Reyes threw a tether down for ground crews to use to free the balloon, but the tether broke, the balloon lifted off suddenly, and the basket tipped. Monday's accident was the first fatal crash during the annual fiesta since 1998, when 2 people were lost and 5 seriously hurt when their balloon came down on Kirtland Air Force Base south of the city. The Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been wading through the FAA's 100-page proposed rules for automatic direct surveillance broadcast and has raised some concerns with implementing the plan by 2020 as proposed. AOPA says the FAA would require aircraft flying above 10,000 feet MSL or within Class B or C terminal airspace to be equipped for ADS-B, facilitating a shift away from ground-based radar. President Phil Boyer noted, quote, "This represents a big cost shift for the FAA and should be considered in the funding debate that surrounds the current FAA reauthorization legislation. If they want GA pilots to spend thousands of dollars on new avionics, we need to make sure that the expenditures are considered as we assess what GA should pay in fuel taxes in the future FAA budget," unquote. The proposal mentions 2 kinds of service. ADS-B out would act similar to a transponder, transmitting the aircraft's position once per second. Traditional services such as flight following or radar-like vectoring in new locations would not be offered. Aircraft owners would have to install a display at an additional cost to receive the ADS-B in service, which would provide weather and traffic data to the pilot. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. Gallo stands behind Eads execs in an insider trading investigation. United Airlines will spend $4 billion on its 5-year plan. And pilots of the old U.S. Airways get set to change unions. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, ANN's Jim Campbell recaps AOPA Expo. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.